Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, moving on at 20 to 10, Wednesday morning, skin problems. They're extremely common. The vast majority of us have some class of skin complaint that's niggling or affecting your confidence even. And Naomi Mackle is a GP with a specialist interest in dermatology with Adair Cosmetics Clinic, and she deals with every sort of skin problem known to man and woman on a daily basis. And she's here today to talk us through common skin complaints and how we can tackle them. Good morning to Naomi. I suppose what's different between now and, say, our parents' generation is that we are now tackling skin issues, whereas before we would just go, that's a bit of a rash, it'll be grand.
Absolutely.
Is that, do you
and
find that?
Very effective treatments now that maybe we didn't have in the past. And I think teenagers with the internet, they're very aware. They know where to go, what to get, what works, what doesn't. So
we're willing to take it on as an issue. So will we go through some of the obvious ones? I mean, from school, the first time we encounter skin problems of any great significance and certainly in any great numbers is acne.
Yes.
The awful scourge of acne, the cause of being slagged, ruins your confidence, and it can come back to haunt you. And in fact, you can be scarred from it and you can have it as an adult. So let's say inch by inch then, when a child has, a teenager has acne, what can you do?
So acne is divided into mild, moderate and severe, okay? So the mild, they might go to the pharmacy and buy a topical product like Clearogen, and that works very effectively.
Okay.
If that isn't working, then they probably go and see their GP and they might go on an antibiotic or the pill with a topical product as well. And then the more severe cases might need, there's a drug called Roaccutane, which is a derivative of vitamin A, but that would be for the severe scarring acne after they've tried, at least one or two of the other ones.
Right, so if you have the really bad acne, what's your best?
Roaccutane.
Yeah.
And a lot of that would depend on the family history. If they come in and the older brother was on Roaccutane or the parents had severe scarring acne,
yeah,
you might lean towards Roaccutane a little bit earlier.
Is it genetic? Is it hereditary? Is it?
I think so. I think if your dad had very severe acne, it's very likely you'll get the very severe. I mean, some people will grow out of it, but I would spend my days in the clinic treating the very severe acne. So you try and prevent that happening if you can.
Do you notice, I mean, I know you're dealing with the very physical, the physicality of it and the physiology of it, but it's an emotional horror show for people, isn't it?
Absolutely. But I think that's why we're seeing a lot of adult acne, because I think people are working much more stressful jobs,
really?
Much longer hours, and the stress will bring out the hormones, and hormonal acne is one of the biggest contributors to acne and adult acne.
So you're seeing a lot of adult acne?
An awful lot, yeah.
And you think that's stress related? And
I think it's and lifestyle and maybe food modification, maybe food isn't as healthy as it used to be years ago. So
Well, that's something to be aware of. The acne scarring, you can see it, the pockmarks, as you say, on the face.
And the back.
And the back, right.
Yeah.
Is that treatable? Or
yes, it's very treatable. It depends on the level of scarring. If they have mild acne scarring, I would say to get a home derma roller, which is a skin needling with something like topical hyaluronic acid, and they can use that themselves at home, and it's very good. But the more severe acne scarring needs deeper treatment. So what we use in our clinic, The most severe one would be a phenol peel, but that's very expensive, and for the very severe acne scarring,
that's about $3,500.
There's downtime with it, very red for a few months, so it wouldn't be suitable for men, but that gives absolutely fantastic results. The next ones down would be the CO2 laser or the scarlet radiofrequency. They give very, very good results. They're less expensive.
I'm sorry for cutting across, but people will be dying to know the cost, and I have them here. So the scarlet SRF, as you call it, it's €600 for a treatment, or a course of three
for 1,350.
Yeah.
And you usually would need the three treatments, and that gives you a super improvement. It doesn't make you perfect. Phenol will make you perfect or almost perfect.
Yeah.
A scarlet radiofrequency and the CO2 laser will give you a fantastic improvement, but you won't be perfect.
So this is all, if you start saving, because it's big money, and get your act together financially if you can.
Yes.
This problem is solvable, as it were.
Yes. Well, and also the phenol peel, a lot of the people who come in for phenol will be older as well, and it takes 20 years off your face quite genuinely.
Sure.
So there might be added value for money as well.
I see. Right.
The results will last for 20 years, so it's a very long-lasting treatment. So
you're getting a little bit of a bonus on the skin, the skin pulver.
But phenol wouldn't be for everyone. It's very severe. The other one we do that's more affordable that a lot of our younger patients go for is the Dermastamp, and that's 250 for one treatment or a course of three for 499, and that gives excellent results as well. But you're going down the ladder. Phenol is the best. CO2 laser and the Scarlet radio frequency would be second, and then Dermastamp would be third. And the home derma roller is only for very mild, because the roller only goes to 0.3 millimetres, so it's not deep enough for the very severe scarring.
Okay, okay. So there's a menu there and there's a price list, as it were, and that'll help you. Let's talk a little, Naomi, about good skincare regime for women in their late 20s, maybe into their 30s. They might have just normal skin, no major issues. What are the products that should be used, and what are the wastes of money? Can you?
Okay. Well, what you have to remember is once you go over 30, you can't produce collagen naturally anymore. So between 30 and 40, you age dramatically. So the first thing with skin is stop smoking and don't use sunbeds, okay? Because once you go over 30, you'll see your skin age. And if you obviously use sunbeds or smoke, you'll age a lot faster. Number one is a sunscreen. Buy a good quality sunscreen and wear it every single day. If you're...
Every single day. In the rain and the clouds?
Yes, because if you can see, there's UVA, it's light. And light in Ireland is as damaging, it gets in the windows of the car. And a lot of patients will notice the right side of their face gets much older than the left. And it is UVA coming in the window. Yeah. So sunscreen, number one is sunscreen. Next one would be vitamin C, 20%. It's a super one for redness, for anti-aging. And that prevents the infrared and pollution getting through, and that damages your DNA, your free radical damage. So vitamin C in the morning with your sunscreen is essential.
Vitamin C in the form of
a serum. 20% vitamin C in a serum. You drop it on your skin, and you would usually use one of those home derma rollers as well. Okay. Because if you're going to spend money on a serum, use a roller, because that's how you get it into
it's
the
a busy
skin.
Busy morning though, isn't it? You're rolling and seruming and listen, doing all the bits and pieces.
And I'd be saying
you barely get out the door
at night, but the only thing is I have three young kids. I work 12 hours a day and I get ready in under 10 minutes, and I swear to God I use my home derma roller every single morning. Well, not every morning, but at least 5 days a week. It's if you want your skin to look good, you have to just put in a bit of effort, you know, and it works. If you start using, the other one I would use is the MTS VitaPep serum. It's a retinoid at night, but if you use those products, you will see a difference in your skin within 3 weeks, and once you do, you'll be happy to continue using them. What I say is a waste of money is an awful lot of these very highly priced moisturisers. You need a moisturiser, but you don't need to spend 140 quid. I mean, 50 euros is the maximum you should spend on a moisturiser, I think.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but I would invest in vitamin C, retin A. Hyaluronic acid would be one of the best eye creams you'll ever buy, but it's 75 euros for a 4 month supply. You don't have to spend 180, you know.
All the time.
Yeah.
Okay, even better. The sunscreen business, can you get, would you use a moisturiser that incorporates sunscreen, or would you get?
You have to be a little bit careful. Sunscreen has to be factor 30 or over, or it's not a sunscreen. And an awful lot of makeup, say SPF 15, you know, that is not a sunscreen. Sunscreen is classified into a physical sunscreen, which is titanium zinc oxide, and an organic, which would they would absorb the rays and scatter the rays, and that would be something like ROC, La Roche-Posay. And micronized zinc oxide is the best. It's a combination of the two, because if you wear titanium zinc oxide, you look ridiculous. It's white, so the
like the surfers,
you just look ridiculous, and no one will wear, certainly on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But the micronized zinc oxide, that MTS sun protection cream, you don't look like you're wearing anything, and it'll also camouflage redness a bit.
Yes.
But it's not makeup. When you're wearing it, you look like you're wearing nothing on your skin, which is what people want.
Well, I tell you what people want is they want to talk to you, because the amount of questions in for you this morning. We all have skin, apparently, so obviously it's relevant to lots of people. Psoriasis is coming up a lot.
Yes.
Best solution, please. What food and drink should I avoid, Jean and Kerry?
Well, you should avoid alcohol altogether. I think alcohol is a major stressor of psoriasis. Smoking is supposed to really not help as well.
Yeah.
Other ones, like there are some beta blockers, some anti-malarial tablets, lithium, but most patients aren't on them. So I would say if you're getting psoriasis, stress and alcohol are the two biggest triggers. Psoriasis is a difficult one. There is no cure, you know, as
such. It's persistent, isn't it?
Yeah, well, a lot of it is, it's basically the skin hyperproliferates, as in it keeps turning over too fast. So it's all emollients and urea-based creams to try and control it. from a, if they're not happy with that, you can go to the hospital for light therapy. That's very effective. But light therapy would have the same radiation maybe as a sunbed. So there's only a certain amount of sessions you can do because of the future risk of skin cancer. And then within the hospital, there's very exciting new drugs that will put psoriasis into remission, but they're extremely expensive for the government. So they're very difficult to get. And there are serious risks with them as well. But if somebody was very psychologically distressed, you can go into the hospital and get a drug that will eliminate psoriasis. So always remember that. But obviously on the first line, it's emollients, moisturizers. That work, but there's a limit to the effectiveness.
Okay, if you'd like to wear those headphones there, Naomi, because we got a call from Fiona who's on the line. Good morning, Fiona.
Morning.
Now, what age are you?
I'm 24.
24, and your skin issue is what?
Yeah, it's very strange. I've never had anything like it before. I've never really suffered with like acne or anything like that. I was lucky growing up, we'll say. But recently, we'll say around September, October, my skin around my cheeks started to get quite red and hot. Like it can be quite like hot to touch. And then after around Christmas, and we'll say the party season, it started to get little bumps, like little whiteheads, but they were actually full of water, like tiny water blisters. So I went to the doctor around February, and she prescribed me with hydrocortisone as if it was an eczema, a very mild one for my skin, and that would clear it up to an extent, but the hotness would be still there. So I'd be sitting at my desk, and I'd actually feel quite hot all the time. Then it started to come back, and I went back again, and I actually got a dose of oral steroids, and that cleared it completely. Still quite red, but I've red hair and pale skin. I mean, that's kind of with the territory. And I've finished the steroids last week, and I just looked in the mirror this morning, and they're starting to come back again.
Okay, Naomi, does that ring a bell, that sort of thing?
Well, the problem with steroids, if it's acne, is a steroid is an anti-inflammatory, so it will appear to improve it, and as soon as you stop using it, it'll go straight back and even possibly worse. So maybe that's what's happening. It can be acne vulgaris, which would be your teenage acne, or it also could be acne rosacea if she's getting very red. So what I would say is the best thing is book in for a consultation and just assess the skin properly. Yeah. Because once you see a patient, it's very easy to figure out which one it is. But I would be inclined to possibly stay away from steroids. I know I haven't seen you, but and especially if it's flaring like that, you know, you may need an antibiotic. So that's what I would do. I was actually
on an antibiotic as well. I got enough of those. I had a chest infection there last week, so I was put on antibiotics, and we thought it would clear everything. But
didn't.
I don't know.
So should Fiona, does she go to a GP or a dermatologist like yourself?
Probably book into me at this stage because I suppose I specialise in dermatology.
Yeah, that makes
so
more sense.
It makes more sense, yeah.
So, you know, that's what you've got to do. So we'll give you details later on. Fiona, good luck with it.
Great, thanks very much.
Nice to talk to you.
Bye.
Okay, is there anything Mary wants to know? Is there anything you can do to reduce the appearance of freckles?
Where? Freckles where?
Well, she doesn't say. It's a good question, but let's assume the face, but it could be the shoulders, who knows?
Okay, so there's a difference between freckles and sun damage, okay? If it's sun damage, as in an older person with age spots, you could use a chemical peel or something like IPL. If it's just freckles and she's skin type 1-2, something like a deep chemical peel will eliminate them and possibly permanently. And also, you've got the added benefit of a fantastic improvement in texture. The other thing, if she didn't want to do a peel or just sunscreen, vitamin C, Retin-A, your home derma roller, and they're absolutely fantastic for improving texture. But if it's actual freckling, I would say a deep chemical peel.
Where do you get a home derma roll, please?
You can buy them online. If you go to www.adaircosmetics.ie and go on to the online shop, those home derma rollers, hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, they're all for sale online and they'll be posted out to you the following day.
My daughter says, Dex is 15, suffers with acne. I've taken her to the doctor. She's had a 3-month course of antibiotic, hasn't helped. Scars are appearing. Her confidence is very low. What next?
I'd say book in.
Yeah.
Book in. If the scarring, book into someone like me straight away and we'll sort it out. But scarring, I would have said there's an urgency to it and just book in. There is a topical product called Clearagen that you could use in combination with the tetralysyl, and it's a box set for €75 and it targets hormonal vaginal acne. So if she wanted just to try something else with the antibiotic, but otherwise, if she's not happy, she needs to book an appointment.
Any treatment for a very red, blotchy rash on neck and chest? I get it in the heat, after a glass of wine, and when stressed. Very self-conscious.
If it's just flushing, you need to make sure she's not menopausal. And also sometimes a beta blocker, if it's in situations in public speaking, or sometimes a beta blocker. Now, it's quite extreme, but it works. You just need to make sure she's not developing something like acne rosacea. And acne rosacea is a skin condition where they flush with wine, with curries, and that needs treatment with antibiotics. And there's also that scarlet radiofrequency seems to cure acne rosacea or put it into long-term remission. So they're the, but it's sometimes very difficult without seeing the patient.
Yeah.
But if it's just flushing, you know, and she's not menopausal, something like a beta blocker. But a lot of the times I'd get the skin assessed, because you may find there's acne rosacea underlying the flushing.
Okay. We'll take one last one before we say goodbye, which says, I have very dry skin on the palms of my hands for 18 months. I've been to the doctor. He gave me an antihistamine and topical cream. It helped for a while, but it's still there. It can be itchy and it can bleed.
And she didn't say she'd eczema as a baby
didn't
or anything
say,
like that.
Didn't mention it.
Yeah,
again, it's hard for remote, and that's the difficulty with this. But
it could be eczema or it could be a fungal infection.
Sure.
What I would say to her is check her toenails and make sure there's no discoloration or athlete's foot in between the toes. The stuff that you can buy over the counter that's very good is, there's one called Oilatum Plus Bath Emollient, and you would add a capful to a basin, soak your hands in it for 10 minutes on the clock, and cover. Then take your hands out and cover with emulsifying ointment, and also start washing with aqueous cream. And they're all things that you can buy over the counter. And but if that doesn't work, she needs to see someone
and
like
we're
me.
Back to that. Well, that's okay.
It's just when I see it, I know.
But I noticed that you know you're not one of these kind of highfalutin 300 quid a pop. You're 60 euro to meet like a GP.
Yes,
a proper visit, and you're in the Adair clinic, so it's not beyond the bounds for people.
Exactly, and if you're on Roaccutane, it's 6 visits of 60 euros, so it's not unaffordable. Yeah, you know, because I think that's what puts a lot of people off. They're afraid they're going to be charged through
the roof.
But
I think that if it's a specialist, it means it's a consultant, which means it's going to be dear.
Somebody the other day called me the Lidl of dermatology. I was a bit
embarrassed. That's very funny. Hey, listen.
I said I might put the prices up.
Lidl do very good products as well, you know.
So do I.
That's so funny. Every Lidl helps, Naomi, as well, you know. Naomi Mackel, it's been good to see you. Thanks for coming. We're going to have to get you in again, because honestly, there's been a huge response with people questions for you. So we'll do it again next month, perhaps. But you're with Adair Cosmetics Clinic, and that's where people can get you for a conversation, consultation, and other stories. Nice to see you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.